What's good, everybody? What's good? Yes, it is Sunday, July 7th. How are you guys doing today? How was church? Did you guys get a chance to go get you something to eat? What is going on? Have some of you already gotten your glasses ready? Are you drinking? What are you doing today? It is 5 o'clock Central where I am. It's 6 o'clock. On the East Coast, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. What's good? I'm ready to go ahead and get this party started, and I'm about to bring on my special guest for today. This is season one, episode two of the Coco Michelle Talks News and More with Friends, as I will bring on different guests every week to talk about different perspectives of the trending topics that are going on in the previous week, current week, of the previous week, and may possibly talk about whatever is trending today, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and bring on a special guest who is actually Chloe Chantel. She's a very good friend of mine. She is a lover of beauty and fashion. I love her to death. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. How are you doing today, hon?
I am good. How are you, Miss Monica?
I am great. And I am excited that you decided to call in and join me on today. And we have a few topics that we're just going to go ahead and jump right into. We had played the sounds of Legitimate at the beginning of the show. You can check him out at soundcloud.com/legitimate, and that was a snippet called Close. Okay. Yes, honey. So definitely go check that out. So I want to go ahead and get started on the first topic, which is honey, it was a lot going on. I know you saw it because I know you're on social media a lot about the fallout about, you know, I'm going to just read the headline. Racists are furious that a black girl will play the Little Mermaid. This is rolling out that we're reading from, okay? So what are your thoughts on that topic?
Well, honestly, if we think back, Cleopatra, who is a black woman, wasn't she played by Elizabeth Taylor? Like, who is a Caucasian lady?
You better speak on it.
What is the problem? And she's a beautiful young girl, and I think she will play that part perfectly. So, and she can act.
Yeah,
so
I was just about to say that. You're right.
Yeah,
I agree. It's a shame that, you know, and we know in the current climate, it is what it is, and it hasn't changed, to be completely honest with you. In fact, it's more prevalent. Yes, it's just in our face like it is. And there's no shame. There's no holdback about it. That's really what's sad about it. And when I saw that trending, the hashtag, not my Ariel, I was like, what?
Right.
Like, seriously? It's like, yeah, did you see that?
I did.
Twitter.
It was horrible.
Yes, and I had to comment about it because when I just happened to catch it, and I was like, you know, it's one thing where you feel as though this is what you grew up on, seeing this character of a Caucasian nature. You know, this is what you were. This is what you grew up on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we had to look at as persons of color. We looked at that as well, okay? But how about a change? What's wrong with a change? Give us that opportunity to view that character, you know, in a different shade. What's the issue? You know, I don't understand.
Right.
And though I just was very disappointed that it was trending, and it was trending, I believe it was number one. So it was a lot of feedback, going on about that. What other thoughts do you have about it?
I just feel, you know, look at Cinderella. There's a white Cinderella, there's a black Cinderella that's been played. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been different races played in other Disney movies. And so I'm trying to figure out why they're making it such a big deal now, you know? It's like they don't let us have nothing. Like, we can have anything. And it's not like they're doing it in a negative light or anything like that, you know? She's a good girl all around. She doesn't have a bad background, anything like that. Like, and she's strictly about her business. You know, so,
true.
You know, we just,
mm-hmm.
you can't beat them. Can't beat them nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. And we're just going to continue to uplift and support those type of movements because it's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing. Like I say, you made a very great point. She has a good background. You know, you don't see any scandal where she's concerned out here in
right.
social media. Beyonce, she has a great group in them, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and they carry themselves very well. You know,
they do.
They're everywhere. Yes, they're doing many different things. They're very poised, and I just love seeing them, you know,
mm-hmm.
on television, of course. Yeah, I love seeing them. So I just, hey, you know, you can be, there's nothing that's perfect in the world. You could be perfect and still have rocks thrown at you, honey. And that's
right.
the bad part about it. I mean, it's just, you're going to have somebody out there that's just going to find something to be able to say
mm-hmm.
negatively, no matter what no matter how good you do in trying to portray yourself in such a very good light, doesn't
right.
matter. Because you just, everybody's mm-hmm. entitled to their opinions, although some opinions are just, you know?
Right.
But everyone mm-hmm. is entitled to them. So, yeah, I saw that and I just said, well, you know, I definitely had to put that on the board to be discussed today
yes.
because that was very disturbing. And I saw a meme. Go ahead. Yes, you can best believe I will be checking that out. I will be supporting that,
mm-hmm.
honey. I don't care how many times I have to go watch it just because.
Right.
We got to be in full support of our own. And that's just what that is. But I saw a meme and it had me, I was so tickled. I saw a meme and said, y'all going to keep playing. And then we going to it was Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Portrayed as He-Man, and I was so I bust out laughing. I'm like, not He-Man.
They don't play. Girl,
but I said, hey, that's a good idea.
That would
perfect.
Be mm-hmm.
Wouldn't Terry Crews be perfect for to play He-Man?
He really is.
I think he
is.
Yes, he is. Yes, absolutely. All right, so I guess you know we rode on that horse long enough, you know. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and jump on the next topic. So I'm pretty sure that you have quite a bit to say because, again, you go in on Twitter. I will say that. Sometimes I sit back and laugh.
I have to sometimes,
I might not,
girl.
Right.
Sometimes you got to get them straight, girl. Mm-hmm.
Get them together. Yeah.
Yeah.
You be getting
crazy.
The,
it's crazy
mm-hmm.
how
you
it
be getting,
divide.
You be
like,
getting
it
together.
Really is, like, Black Twitter
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, they be trying to
mm-hmm.
talk to us sometimes with some of the stuff they be saying, like, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, but you push them all back, you get them together, and I just be laughing. I'll be like, that's right, friend, you do that. You don't need.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, all right. Well, the next topic is Chris Brown facing backlash. A controversial song lyrics about black bees with the nice hair. He responds, only bees upset is the uglies. And this is the Jasmine brand we're reading from. Girl, go ahead. Give it to me.
Let me say this. For one, you didn't apologize because he should have apologized because that is an offensive lyric. And then what he's mad
mm-hmm.
about is because Tokyo can be not black. That's
mm-hmm.
why he's mad,
mm-hmm.
because Tokyo got
mm-hmm.
together in the shade room comments and commented about how some of her friends went up to his table, and some of the homegirls were able to get in, and then when a darker-skinned
mm-hmm.
girl tried to get in, the guy told her, you're too dark. So
mm-hmm.
what else is it? You know, this is somebody who knows for sure this actually happened. He should have just apologized. But, you know, I feel
right.
like
mm-hmm.
I love Chris Brown's music. You know, I'm a music junkie, but I kind of
right.
said that from him a minute ago, like that he kind of wasn't
mm-hmm.
with black girls, like talking about, like, you know, and unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of black boys who are that way, like they prefer
mm-hmm.
mixed girls, light skin women,
mm-hmm.
like, you know,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
but
right.
he should have
mm-hmm.
apologized, because for him to go on and say that, all you're doing is basically, you is saying that it's true, like you didn't acknowledge
right.
that it's wrong. You know, you didn't apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it's true, saying only people that are mad. Uh-huh. Like, sir, like, I got
on the
head.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
exactly.
You know, for real.
Right.
And I love your
right.
music. Like, you've been rooting for Chris Brown since kids. So
true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he's definitely brought
And we watched
to
him
that.
Go through a lot.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched
and
him
supported him.
Yeah, we watched him go through quite a bit. Yeah, true. We did. We
and
watched him go through quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And for him
it
to reciprocate,
it
makes for him to provide that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That tried to continue to support him with that
mm-hmm.
during that tumultuous time. Yeah, that he went through. We won't expound on it too much. That yeah, of that particular time. But you know, my thing was with him. Yeah, and how you handle Tokyo. You block her and then you decide to unblock her just to come out and wrap her hand in a very negative way. I took issue with that. You said you tried to be cute, but you know
mm-hmm.
Tokyo from the South, honey, and said she caught that slick capping.
Right.
Yeah, she caught it. She saw it as a slick cap, and she was like, "No, baby, don't do me. Let me get you together because see, I have some people at your door, so to speak."
For real,
now, quote,
in
unquote,
real life.
In real life, real talk, have you dancing, you know?
Right.
And I said, oh, why did he get that Cajun energy going? Why did he do it? Because he's like, that ain't what you want.
At all.
Right. All right. Like, you got him all the way together. Like, don't do me. Don't come out here trying to be cute like that. It's like, I hope, I've always, you know, because like you, I'm a fan of Chris Brown
right.
and have loved his music since the beginning. But I'm like, you know, at what point, sweetheart, are you going to listen to what, you know, people are saying to you about, you know, hey, dial it back some, chill out, you know, be more mindful, because he's just not being
mm-hmm.
mindful. He's not dialing it back. And then when people, but then what's interestingly enough is when Kelly Rowland came out and she just basically said, hey, you know, we love you. You know, and then some people took issue with it, and it was like, you know, hey, hold up, what are you doing? You know, right in the middle
mm-hmm.
of it, you know, it's
right.
too hot right now. Like, we get that your friend.
Right.
We understand, because friends should support friends. But at some point, you know, I mean, what are you doing? Did you call Kelly? Did you call him? Did you text him?
That's what I'm saying. Did you do that before you got
mm-hmm.
on social media?
In his comments, right, and say that. Did you reach out
right.
to him and just say, hey, friend, I just want to let you know, if you don't mind me saying, that was too much, you know, and just get out yourself and, you know, apologize. Just apologize.
Right.
Which I find is just hard for just some people to do. And even if you're a celebrity, I don't care what level you're on, as a celebrity, you should never be above
mm-hmm.
knowing when you're wrong and being able to offer that. Just say, I was wrong and I apologize.
Right.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, so, right. So he's, you know, last week, you know, I started the prayer list of a couple of people who just, they do absolutely too much, and I just won't refresh who's on that list from last week. But today, Chris Brown is going on that list. He's going on the prayer list because we're going to just pray for change, for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, and it's only for the better, because I don't want him. I hope he doesn't think that this is what he has to continue to do to keep, you know, himself relevant.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't need to
no,
get
this
talented.
Is not,
you don't need to do that.
Right. You don't have to do that to stay relevant. So just be mindful, Chris. You're on the prayer list. We're going to keep you prayed up, and
mm-hmm.
we're just going to hope for change for the better. All right.
For the better.
Okay, now moving on. How are you doing before we get into the next topic? Yeah, everything all right with you? You good?
Girl,
how was your day?
I'm good.
Have you refreshed your glass? You went to church?
Oh,
good. You got your
yes.
spirit fed? You feel full?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your spirit full? All right.
It is.
Yeah,
it
that's what I'm talking about.
Ain't
Whew, all right. And hey, a good refresh. Yes, a good refresh and
yes.
good reconnect. A
mm-hmm.
good refresh and a good reconnect is what that
yes,
is.
Ma'am.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Okay. All right. Did you cook anything? Are you cooking today?
I'm not. My mama had cooked, though. So, you know, I'm all what she's eating at mama's house, girl, if she cooks.
All right there, mama. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I might
yes,
have sent for a plate in the future.
You should, girl. I
okay.
got you next time.
You got me? Okay, because, you know,
yes.
Here in the South, you know, we get it in. All right, then.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, let's go. All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go into the next topic. All right, honey, this was all over social media with Lil Nas X coming out, planned weeks before a big announcement. Baby, I'm talking about the last day of Pride Month. Okay? And here's the thing. I had already, you know, prior to that, like I want to say months prior to that, where it was said, yeah, what his sexuality is. I had already saw it, but I was like, you know, okay, you know. And then when he, you know, made the post and I saw it, I was like, it wasn't much shock to me because I guess I had already been seeing it, you know. But
yeah.
It seemed to have been a shock to so many people. And I was like, okay, well, that's, hey, his music is his, you love it. You love the song. Saw so many videos around here with the challenge.
Right.
I mean, come on now, y'all. One has nothing to do with the other. So what's going on? What are your thoughts on this topic?
I think, you know, like, why does it matter about his sexuality? I can kind of peep already and tell, you know, that he was. But it doesn't matter. Like you said, he makes really good music. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
He has a really
mm-hmm.
good personality. If you see him on social media, he's actually really funny. Like, you know, he's a cool dude. Like, so it really doesn't matter because
mm-hmm.
he's, like, putting out great music. But it's, like, sad.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a time where you can't really be yourself. And you're, like, real thinking
mm-hmm.
about really being yourself because of the judgment that comes along with it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm happy that he had the courage to come out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I agree with you on that as well. Because it is sad. And this is why there are so many people who turn towards, you know, have suicidal thoughts or turn toward, you know, attempted
mm-hmm.
suicide, things of that nature for that very reason. Like you said, you know, you want to be able to be yourself and live in your truth. You want to be able
right.
to do that. Okay. And wherever a person is in their, how they choose to live. Okay. That's between
mm-hmm.
them and whoever it is or whatever their belief is, okay, has nothing to do with you. And this is what is the huge problem is, in my opinion, about what's wrong with society today, is that we just do not know how to just mind our own business,
uh-huh.
worry about our own business, okay,
mm-hmm.
and not focus so much on what somebody else is doing or not doing, because if
right.
it's not affecting you, what is the issue?
Exactly.
You know, if it's not, right, it's not at your door, what is the problem? But we tend to, you know, insert ourselves into so many people's lives, into their business, into their situation,
mm-hmm.
because some of us have made ourselves believe that we are, there's a sense of entitlement.
Yes.
Don't know where it came
That's
from. You right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, a person should be entitled to live in their truth, and we should not be so judgmental because we're not fit to judge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And although the show is on Sundays, and in the past I've been known on my previous show to get on my soapbox, so I will not get on my soapbox about this issue, but I will say this, we should not be so judgmental because if your bag is not empty,
mm-hmm.
if your life bag is not empty, then just be quiet. Just hush. Right?
Amen. I agree.
And just yeah. hush. So let that young man live his truth and let him be happy in that, because we should
right.
want to be happy. Yeah. And then he responded to the backlash, of course. And he's young. You know, it's one thing when you want to be famous until you're famous.
Right.
And then your business is no longer just your business. It's everybody's business who has so, you know, there's so many opinions about your business now out here.
Hmm.
Well, ordinarily, nobody would care. but many people care now because of your status, because of your position. But, you know, he's a young man that, you know, he's trying to do quite a few things out here. He's trying to offer a positive influence. I love his music because it doesn't have profanity or anything. You know, the kids can listen to it. You know, and just it's a fun, friendly song. But then here go the Judgment Train. Judgment Train got the rolling and it went fast. It shot out real fast, you know. And poor thing, I just, you know, want him, I just encourage him to keep going. And just, he's going to have to, his skin will have to get thicker with that, you know, because that's just what it is. In a perfect world, we would not care what everybody's doing in their personal lives, because we just got too much of our own business to be worried with, right? It just amazes me what just, if everybody was worried about their own business and just spending time tending to that, girl, we would be a more productive society, don't you think?
Yes, we would get along all day.
Oh, the thought of that.
Right.
I had a visual of everyone getting along and the world was peaceful. I had a visual for a minute.
Right. Well, yes.
On to the next topic, honey. Yes, on to the next. I really wish I had poured me. I intended to pour me a glass before I got started, but then I thought about it. And I said, well, you know what? I probably should wait until I'm done. I'll wait a few episodes. You know, I love me a good, nice glass of Chardonnay, honey. I do.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, I do, y'all. I love a good glass of Chardonnay. So if you follow me on social media, you know I'm constantly with that wine glass. Now, what is it? Am I missing something? What is the situation? What's going on with this emoji? Why is there not a white wine emoji? Did I miss something?
I don't know, because it's just the red.
Because I stopped doing red wine years ago. Okay, because you're trying to keep the teeth pearly white.
Yeah, that's true.
You're trying to keep them pearly white, honey. And the red wine, I was like, look, we just going to have to, because the Merlot, baby, was my thing when I was doing red. It was red for a minute. But then I thought about it. I'm like, I'm getting older. It's getting a little harder trying to keep these teeth white.
Yeah,
I'm not a spring chicken, you know. So I'm like, let me just transition to the white wine, you know, and I'll feel better about it. Yeah, I'll feel better about my indulging, right? So that's what I'm doing. But I need someone to help me out with what's going on with the white wine emoji. Where is it? I see the martini glass, but I don't do martini, so that doesn't help me out. When I like to post about my,
because you're right,
it does.
You do always use other emojis. Yeah,
I'm not being genuine at that point if I'm posting about my current state, you know, my current mood, and I'm posting a martini, and people think, "Oh, she like martinis." No, I mean, I'm nothing against martini for you martini drinkers who like it dry or whatever. But hey, that's your preference. To me, I'm a Chardonnay girl. And so, Apple, get that together. All right. So I believe I'm up to date on my updates, and so I'm not missing anything. So I need the developers over there to work that out. All right.
Yes,
so
we got to write a letter.
Side note on this. Yeah, I'm going to have to write a strongly worded letter.
Yes.
Because, you know, they take you seriously then when it's strongly worded, like paragraphs and then did it.
The woman makes a turn.
Right, do you, look, dear sir or ma'am? Look, one or the other. Will get someone's attention. And then at the end, so you know that I'm very serious, you have to thank them in advance. Thank you in advance for your immediate attention to this matter.
Okay. Immediate.
Yes. All right. So, yes, we just needed that little side note, honey, child, before we go into this this next topic. Because, child, this one right here, you know, okay, let me just read the headline first before I start talking about it. Bluebell ice cream liquor could face 20 years in prison. All right. Mm. I'll let you take a stab at it first. What are your thoughts?
Okay, now 20 years is a little bit too much. That's doing too much. I understand.
Okay.
You know, she licked the ice cream. For one, that's nasty. And for two, she should have an STD. She could have anything. And you licking ice cream, and somebody come along and catch your nastiness because you decided to be cute. She just wanted to go viral. And you went viral, all right, for the wrong reason. And now you looking crazy.
Yes, you did. You did. Uh-huh. You went viral, sweetie. You went viral.
Uh-huh.
You viral for being nasty.
Right.
And I know some people, you know, they don't care how they get there, you know. But if she's one that cares, you're a minor. So I'm sure probably 20
mm-hmm.
years from now, if, you know, you're fortunate enough, you know, my thing is, would you want to still look back on this 20 years later and say, hey, you're the Bluebell ice cream liquor, you know?
Right.
I mean, what is that about? You know? And then,
yeah.
And then, right. And then the sad part about it, it was like, well, when they discovered she was a minor, after they put out their, you know, detective magnifying glasses and everything, and then hunted her down and found out she was a minor, so then it was like, well, we're not going to prosecute because she's a minor. My thing is, okay, well, what discipline is going to happen?
Thank
you know,
you.
What, right, what discipline is she going to receive? Is it just some kind of stern talking to from her parents?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just a conversation about it? Because what about the individual who bought it, who got sick, you know, if that is the case, you know, I mean,
yeah.
What is a conversation with this minor going to do for that situation? You know, like the potential threat behind that action, that's very serious. And then not only
it
did
is.
You have that going on, didn't you see about the Listerine, the one gargling the Listerine and then spit it back into the bottle and set it back on the shelf? Did you see that one after that?
So disgusting.
I was
see,
like,
I don't understand.
You got to be kidding me. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. No, I just don't
mm-hmm.
understand, like, what do they, like, what enjoyment do you get out of, you know, out of doing that? Like, people have to be sick in the head to do something like that. Like, what's wrong with you?
I totally agree. It's like, what was going on in your mind when you decided to do that? Were you sitting on the couch at home that morning and you said, you know what, I am going to go into the store and I'm going to take that lid off that Bluebell ice cream and I'm going to lick it. And then put it back in the freezer.
Right.
Is that what you, I mean, is that what was going on in your mind? Is, you know, and then with the Listerine, the person with the Listerine, like you just walked up. I mean, did you say when you walked in the store, you know what, well, let me see. What am I going to pick out? I'm going to pick up this Listerine and gargle it and spit it back in here so you can have my cooties. I mean, what, like you said, what is going, we are doomed. As a society,
uh-huh.
This is where we are. We are doomed because if you're sitting around trying to figure out what it is you can do to go viral, and this is what you decide, this is what your brain came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
social media
that warranted a silent pause.
Yeah,
it's entirely too much. Right, it's too much going on with it. And then, so then I saw they brought up the Ariana Grande when she licked the donut when she was in the donut shop and she licked the donut and put it back. Well, she apologized for that. She apologized for that, but she knew it was wrong when she did it too, which is why she apologized. She apologized. So there were many people that feel as though the minor should not be subject to any charges for the simple fact nothing happened with Ariana Grande because she just apologized. So that was like, this is what happens when you have this is what happens when you have situations out here where you have the same act, but different shades that participate in that same act. And when the punishment, you know, varies, this is what happens. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If nothing was done there, then what could you really do over here? You know, because nothing was done over here. And this is
right.
where we are as a society, yes, with this that picking and choosing. It's just what I just have an issue with, the picking and choosing. And I won't go too far into that because I feel some type of way about that about another issue. I'll say that for another day, okay? But, yeah, the picking and choosing, when the act is just, it's still the act, the same act, okay? All right, but, yeah,
yep.
So that's pretty much the gist of that. Yeah, she's just, nothing's going to happen with that for the moment. Now, probably what's going to happen, nothing's come up about it as far as anybody, because what can you say at this point? How can you prove that you actually bought that particular ice cream and say, I got sick because
exactly.
I ate that particular
yeah.
ice cream. Yeah, so nothing's going to come of it. So it's not like you can sue her civilly or anything like that because you just really can't
mm-hmm.
prove, you know, right, that was that one you bought and you got sick. And so we just, that's over and done with, but she's known as a nasty girl.
Vanessa.
Lose. Yeah. That's just the end of that. She's just, yeah, you're nasty and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, so we're going to, this last topic right here, it was brought to my attention, and when I saw it, I was like, you got to be kidding me. But then I said, no, because of the climate that we're in, nothing shocks me, okay, at this stage, at this point in time. Yeah, so nothing shocks me. So, yeah, the last topic is Dallas County judge responds to criticism about shaved hairstyle and bold makeup. Okay, so what are your thoughts about that one?
You know, Coco Michelle, girl, I think that's some foolishness, and that they are focused on the wrong thing, and she was blindsided.
Right.
And the way they blindsided her like that was wrong, you know.
True.
The whole
time,
she's sitting in there. Mhm. She's sitting in there thinking that she's focusing on this case, and they headlining
right.
talking about her. Her social media feed is blowing up. All
mm-hmm.
that. So I mean, I think it's wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it's, nothing was wrong with her appearance. She looked professional.
Mhm.
You know.
Absolutely. Mhm. Yeah, and she's been doing it a long time, and I've seen several pictures of her. You know, she's very. I love her style and fashion. Okay, and she's
mm-hmm.
very bold in it, and there's nothing wrong with it. And like she said, she worked hard to get to where she is, and then she wants to express herself. It's not like it's nothing distasteful about her court appearance, nothing what I've seen, okay? And just because she
right.
likes the mohawk shaved hair look, a lot of people, my niece rocks that style, and it's cute on her, and I love it. Niece does that
mm-hmm.
when she wears that style. It's cute on her. So I'm thinking,
yes.
you know, what is the issue? This lady... This judge decided to let the cameras in, which something that she normally does not allow to happen in her courtroom.
Hmm.
She let the cameras come in, and she's like, wait, hold up. When I let you guys come into my courtroom, because I believe this case, a major case, I believe needed to get some attention, you worried about how I'm coming in here with my hair and makeup. What I got
right.
going on with that?
Right.
Like, talking about priorities. You know, with the media. And then on top of that, not only do you go in on Facebook, I bet you many of people who were going in on her about it couldn't even tell her what case that she was presiding over. Bet they couldn't
mm-hmm.
even tell her. But you want to reference her as ghetto or, that look as strip, as a stripper look. I mean, really? I mean, seriously?
That was so disrespectful. You know,
very
that
disrespectful.
Woman worked hard to get her, you know, JD. She worked hard to
mm-hmm.
become, you know, a
mm-hmm.
judge. How dare you sit
mm-hmm.
up there and say that
mm-hmm.
as if anything was handed to her. You know, she can look
Absolutely.
Any way she wants to, honestly, if you want to go there, but there's nothing wrong
right.
with her look, you know. It looks
mm-hmm.
good, and she looks professional. And like you said, it's
she
not like it was the first time she came to the courtroom looking like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what's the issue? Right. You know, that's my thing. Like, what is the issue? What's going on with that? And I just say, you know, look, you know, my queens out here who just do amazing things, and I've covered so much over the years, so many different things, seen so many different things, and I truly love how my beautiful brown, dark-skinned women are just out here representing.
Yes.
Did you hear me? I love it because I see so many different things with the natural hair and however.
Yes.
And I just recently, I went back and I stopped putting chemicals in my hair probably almost 3 years ago. And
yes.
Just let that wear off my hair. And yeah, and just let it wear off. And I just do my natural as much as possible. Just let my hair breathe because it wasn't nothing for me years ago to do extensions and things like that, you know. But just here, as of late, I just wanted to just, because I began to embrace my natural, okay? Because that was not something I did years ago. Yeah, I dealt with esteem issues years ago that I've worked through, and I'm very bold and confident in where I am, in me, loving me. Yeah, and so, yeah, I embraced my hair. But then when I saw that, and I just said, you know, we're doing too much, people, because it's just so many other things that we could be focusing on as a society, you know, with children missing daily on a regular basis.
Mm.
I mean, that's something we should constantly be talking about, is where are these children? Okay?
Exactly.
So many other things, and I'm just going, and you guys are talking about how somebody is wearing their hair and their makeup, and it was not distasteful. As far as the majority is concerned, it wasn't distasteful, and the few that took issue with it, just show me a picture of you. What do you have going on? And let us take a look at that and decide, let's have a look at that, and let's rate you on that. And this is what I, you know, and more so, that was the only thing I took from what Chris Brown said when he asked for those people who took issue with, which many took issue with what he said, but post pictures of yourself. He was doing too much with that. But what I would say as a general consensus is that, yes, for those who come out here with a bullying, yes, post your picture out here. Don't use a filter. Don't go in. Don't use any enhancements. Just post you. Since we're so quick to just be talking about somebody else who's doing whatever they need to do, right, to feel good about themselves, you know. I mean, it's just sometimes I just want to just throw my phone.
Girl, it's horrible.
It's horrible out here. And I just think really at the end of the day, society has to be put on the prayer list as well, not just certain people that I put on prayer list, but I keep the world on the prayer list as well because it's necessary. Now, will I get what I'm asking for? I don't know. Only time will tell. I may not be here if that happens.
Right.
But I will continue to pray about it because it's just really a sad thing. But we definitely had some good topics in my personal opinion, but these were hot button issues, most of them, all last week. And I just tell you, honey, I just couldn't wait to just get around just offering my perspective on it. I've said what I've had to say a few things on social media. I don't know if you've addressed any of these topics on social media. But, yeah, it's good to talk about. It's good to have the conversation about these, you know, topics and issues, you know. But other than that, is there anything going on with you? Because one thing I was glad about bringing you on here is because since I've met you, I've loved your style, your fashion sense, and you just have this personality. It's just electric to me, and you love that bold makeup, and then it works for you. It really does. That red lipstick, honey. You know, you could. I'm not a red lipstick person. But somewhere,
girl, I used
I'm
to
more
get
of
a with a red
mocha.
Lip.
Yes, and I'm. But you can do that. You can do that. You do that well. So, what are your favorite shades right now?
Okay, I'm toning it down now. So, like, I wear a lot of nudes. Mm. Like, I'm in love with the nudes. Like, a nice brown liner, and like a nice, pretty new, you know, that's kind of particularly what I wear, like on an everyday basis. I wear a red lip every now and then. It just depends on the occasion, girl. But I have not worn a red lipstick in so long. But I like nudes, pinks, browns. I'm starting to get into browns, you know. So, you know, just kind of tone it down. Yeah.
Okay.
What about
is there
you?
Any
what
particular
you,
brands
you?
That you? Right. I've always been a like nude. I like the matte. I've just started recently getting into the matte lipstick. But yeah, I love. Yeah, you cannot get past a good lip gloss, especially during the summertime. You know.
Yes,
sir. A nice lip gloss. Yes, keep that lip nice and shiny. So I love a lip gloss. But I've always struggled with because I don't have. A makeup artist that I deal with. So I try to, when I'm in the mood, do it myself because my mother, she missed her calling as a makeup artist. That one right there, she could beat her face down. She was beating face. She was beating her face before beating was a thing, you know.
Yeah.
And that was something she was honey, when I was growing up. You're talking about somebody that could beat down her face was my mom.
Ooh.
And I said, well, I have an opportunity to let her get in my face. We've talked about it when I get around to it. But, yes, she loves to play with all kind of, her makeup kit, honey. She got a lot going on in it, but she loves colors. She's never shied away from it. And she can do a smoky eye like no one else. She can do a smoky eye. So when I get around to it, yes, I have to put up a video just showing that. She hadn't lost her touch with that because let the magic happen when she's going somewhere. You know, she go in with that. Okay, so I'm just out there just looking at some different things, trying some different foundations, trying to see what works best with my skin. I used to sell makeup years ago, so I just have a somewhat of an idea. With skin type, things like that, to see what works best for me. So are there any particular brands that you are into right now? You have a favorite?
As far as, let's see, lip gloss.
Like foundation?
Foundation. Well, I like the Rihanna foundation. I actually think the Fenty foundation is really good. It goes on real smooth.
Okay.
So I use that one.
Shout out, Rihanna.
Yeah.
All right, put a fancy.
MAC, of course. I have MAC. I have one of my favorites. They have like a waterproof foundation, and I use that one because it sticks. Is really good, so I like that one.
Okay.
Really, those are the only two that I kind of go between.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that sounds really good. Yes. I just admire this. Those colors that you would do and your sense of fashion. I said, you have the body for it, Chad. When I first met you was just doing you, and I just enjoyed becoming one of your friends. I enjoyed becoming one of your friends. And then love talking with you as well because you're such a sweet spirit, sweet soul, you know. Yeah, so stay sweet.
And so are you.
Sweet. Okay. Oh, I appreciate that. I do. I really do. I try. I appreciate that. All right, but we're gonna go ahead and wrap up the show. But is there anything that you got going on? I want anybody to know about you, other than your makeup favorites and sense of style. Anything else you got going on? You want the listeners to know, or how to find you on social media?
Well, you guys can find me on social media, Queen Clo XO. That's all my social medias. That's QueenCloXO. But otherwise, not just in school. You know, girl, just trying to get to law school because that's my goal. So just working hard doing that.
For the law school. Yes. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to do your haircut for that. Yes, when I saw that you had just got your you recently graduated. And got your degree, and I said, well, that's what's up. Yes, I was very proud of you. So definitely keep going
It's just we want to continue to empower one another and uplift one another and say, look, don't settle for anything. Whatever you're dealing with, you're a single mom, right? Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're doing that and going to school, and you're not letting that, you know, stop you from pursuing your dreams so you can have something better for you and your child, you know. And
yes.
We want to continue to empower one another to, you know, help one another keep going. You know, you don't have to have, let me say this, to empower one another, you don't have to have a mass following to do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can be working on a job and you just, this is peer to peer, or colleague to colleague, you know, just encouraging each other just to say, hey, look, don't give up. I know you're going through something. I know it's hard. It may seem difficult at times, but keep your head up. You don't have to be famous out here to do that, to give a word of encouragement to somebody to keep them going. You just really don't, because it is hard sometimes, Lord knows. Me being a single mother, unfortunately, my marriage did not work out, and I ended up being a single mother, and it was tough. And I share that story because only because I know that there are so many out there like me, and so I made it through that. And so I would say the same to you: you will get through it. I admire you for what you're doing, that you are trying to make things better for your situation,
thank
for you,
you
and your family. Absolutely. And we have to keep encouraging one another. And when things don't work out, when relationships don't work out, we don't have to let that take us in for good. Okay. You have to not, and I'll just speak on that just for a little bit for anybody that needs to hear this out there. When you've invested into a situation, into a relationship, and you've given that relationship all that you can give it, and then you've been spoken into your spirit that it's time to let go, it's time to do something else. What's for you, you can't get what's for you if you're trying to hold on to what he's trying to get you to let go of. Okay,
yeah.
He knows what the desires of our hearts are. And sometimes we can be holding on to something that's not necessarily good for ourselves, but better for someone else, okay? But he will allow us to have that if we allow ourselves to have that, okay? But we have to keep going. We have to keep pushing and keep encouraging one another. You see your sister out there, your sister in love, even your brother in love. As they're going through and struggling, just offer them those words of encouragement, because sometimes that's all a person needs. It's just a word of encouragement. They may not necessarily want a dime from you. Don't need anything monetary, nothing else, you know, from you other than just a kind word or a hug, you know. Just hug a person. I see people often that every time I go and I see them, they're constantly hugging me. I'm a hugger. And I know when we used to see each other, it was, like that as well. But I'm a hugger because I know a good hug sometimes can make the difference in a person's day.
True.
As well as smiling, those things, you know. And I know this is far out from the tea pouring or just, you know, offering perspectives on topics. But definitely we want to be sure that we are taking that time when we can to just, you know, uplift one another and just offer those words of encouragement. So on this Sunday, on this beautiful Sunday, I would just tell everyone, just keep going. Just keep going. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're dealing with, stay prayerful. Mind your business. And to your own.
Drink your water.
Yes. Say that again.
Drink your water.
I had to claim it. Because if you're not out here drinking water, baby, your kidneys will deal with you at some point.
Okay.
So drink some water. That's all I'm going to say. Drink some water. Because it's good for your skin as well. All right. But other than that, honey, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show. This is season one, episode two of Coco Michelle Talks News and More with Friends. And I would love to have you back. Yes. So please definitely come back on and we can chop it up just a little bit more about these hot button issues that's going on out here, because there's a lot of them, honey. I'm here to you. As you will know, there's a lot of them out here. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up with the sounds of Legitimate with a snippet of Please. Again, you can catch him at SoundCloud.